You're such an asshole.
So, as an economist, you know, I work hard, saved my money, paid off my house early, lived in basements, rented out upstairs, lived in a basement, did all this stuff, saved my pennies, drive crappy cars, so I could get to the point of freedom. Now, build a house. A lot of things go into a house. And I don't afford myself a lot of things. But now I was like, now is that I have sacrificed. 46 years old, I've sacrificed. I'm going to afford myself a few nice things. So I had to get furniture. Okay. Walmart.com, by the way, great place. Furnished everything really cheap. And then a couple things couldn't get fixed in the house. Shortage of tradesmen. Then we couldn't, the tradesmen were available, but they didn't have the materials because there's a shortage of air chain. It's the root beer float. Then it's like, okay, I'm not really into things. That's fine. It'll get delivered when it gets delivered. But it's gotten to the point where I just don't go to restaurants now. If I do go, it's the grocery store. Got to haul a long way to get to a Subway. The gas station actually has some okay food. And my diet's gone to pot because these are the only places that regularly, reliably have something open. And my standards of living, I've never expected to be determined by material items and things that I've owned. I have a few nice things that I like. That's basically where my material standard of living. But it was the convenience and ease and freedom of life where I can just go leave my house at any time I want because I work remotely. And if I'm hungry, I go grab a bite to eat. Or I can go and I want to work on this project. I want to go get a tool to work on. Oh, we're out of that tool. And it's coming to the point where I make the joke with some of the friends my age, some of us Gen Xers, where they're like, yep, boomers getting Social Security. We're never going to see that. I say, we will see a Social Security check. Everyone's going to see a Social Security check. It's whether that check will buy anything or not. And the future is now, because that's basically what it is. When you guys go and you do the super chat donations, I always say, oh, we're buying this today. It's something not sexy. Like we had the septic tank fund. Thankfully, they had one of those in stock. And I had my rake fund. I had to go get a rake. And then there was the wheelbarrow fund. But these are all tools. You know, sometimes I like to have a sandwich, you know, that's not at the gas station. Nope, can't have it. What I fear, this is what prompted me yesterday to go buy a bunch of food and today to go get some mouse-proof storage boxes. I'm like, there might be a food shortage. Energy is going up, but everything's been going up, by the way, in part because we made money printer go burr. But there's also the production side where there just isn't a lot of people working now. You pay people. And I love how the pundits or the economists, the professional economists, it's not just, it's not the stimmy. Yeah, it's the stimmy checks. Yeah, you paying people not to work, that's the stimmy checks. And by the way, paying people not to work has been going on since 1965, and it's only been going up. It's just more recently we really paid people not to work. And so now it's like this, it's a little taste of socialism. All the money in the world, ask the Venezuelans, ask the Zimbabweans, all the money in the world, nothing to buy. Now, thankfully, hasn't hit. I mean, gas has gone and things have gone up, not critical. Things have gone up. But I'm looking at like, okay, don't know how, if you all know how the economy works, which you don't because you're all dumb Americans. But you see, the reason we can't just have free stuff is because the whole point of you working, people think like work is just, why would we work? Well, because the stuff isn't made if nobody works. And now we're starting to realize what to me seems to be a very simple third grade concept everyone should understand. But as I get older, I'm starting to realize, wow, people are really effing stupid in this country. So we're going to go through an article. I'm not even necessarily going to talk about the article, but to point out the stupidity of Americans, the basic understanding of economics or the lack thereof, including businesses and professional economists, and above all, as journalists who should have been warning people, should have been our nervous system. Oh, that stove is hot. Pull off. You have failed in that regard. And I'm not even going to talk about teachers failed to teach economics because you're all so stupid. You don't know anything about economics. You couldn't teach it if you wanted to. It's from Business Insider. Labor shortage is actually three mismatches between workers and employers. Oh, really? Really? Family Dollar briefly closed in Nebraska after its whole staff quit over high turnover and low wages. Coffee shop owner in Iowa raises wages to 15 to lure in workers. A burger chain owner says restaurants are in a bidding war for workers. Seems like every day there's yet another story about the effects the persistent labor shortage is having on businesses. Ending federal unemployment benefits hasn't seemed to plug it up yet, Bloomberg reports. Really? So you paid people not to work for a year. They've made changes and decisions and moves in their life to be living at home and cut their budgets to make that the new normal. And now you're surprised they're not coming back? Oh, and then you give them all sorts of other government benefits like EBT, Section 8, people live at home. You thought, oh, they were just waiting, like chomping at the bit like a horse to go back to work? It's not just government checks. They can go live at home. They can live with buddies. People can get by on very little. We can all pull a Mexican family and have like 12 people living in a garage or a house. And that's what people have chosen to do. Well, I don't know why people aren't coming back. Did you teach them? Now? Oh, where did all this, like, you're entitled? Like, you raised two full generations now on entitlement, that they're entitled to that. And the food and the electricity is still going on, and parents are paying for things. So they're not ever facing starvation or the lights going out, rolling brownouts. Don't worry, we'll get there. California, crappy state. Feces, traffic, feces, traffic. You have conditioned two generations of people to not work. And you really made them go and figure out where to live so they didn't need the money. And now that they're there, you're like, I can't find people to work. In fact, letting those benefits lapse may have actually dealt a large blow to consumer spending and incomes, according to a report from the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute. Well, then, if that lowers revenue, then there'll be less demand for labor. That's a self-correcting problem. There are three major disconnects that define this mystery. We don't know. Mystery. Somebody get Sherlock Holmes on this. Are you really all that stupid, or are you all that ballless? You just can't say we taught people not to work. People are lazy sacks of filth and no one's working. Can you just say socialism doesn't work because it pays people not to? The mystery. Around open jobs and why people aren't filling them. Economists call these mismatches, and they've been driving labor crunches for months, as Insider reported July. I don't know who that is. None seems to have faded yet. One, there's still a skills mismatch. Still a skills mismatch. Oh, were you expecting the millennial generation to go back to college and major in engineering and get some skills? Like just like over three. What do you mean still? That's permanent. It's going to take at least 4 years for your average millennial to go back to college and, like an adult, major in something worthwhile. It's going to be more than 4 years because they probably have kids by now. Lord knows how much debt. And what, Gen Z? Gen Zs are just the millennial. Hey, by the way, How Not to Become a Millennial. There's a book. No one's going to read it because that requires you work. And you'd be happier and you won't be poor anymore. But who wants that? We just want to sit here. Oh, I need my government money. We're still a skills mismatch. It is going to take a decade at least, not just in time, but constant counter propaganda to what we've spent at the public schools and academia to convince young Zoomers to pick up the slack where their older brothers and sisters have failed. To actually go and major in worthwhile things. am I the only one that said, don't follow your heart and the money will follow? Like, I know other people say that, but like, parents, conservative parents, even they're like, well, just what? She's majoring. She's finding herself. She's majoring in marketing. This is not stopping and turning around on a dime on your pedal bike. This is turning the USS Ronald Reagan around. It's going to take some time. And I don't see any parents, certainly not millennial parents, raising young Zoomers with a dose of reality about the labor market and how to major in STEM, how to major in accounting, how to go into the trades. You're too busy telling them, oh, you might be hippopotamus sexual. We don't use pronouns in our family. Yeah, that's going to get the skills up. That's going to solve our labor problem when we put pronouns on our LinkedIn profile. Yep, that's going to do the job. There's still a skills mismatch, and higher skilled workers might be filtered out. This is funny. You tell me if this is a mystery. You tell me if I have been screaming at the stupidity of human resources. How long have I been against human resources? For a quarter century? I can't believe they're still around. In June, the right-leaning Chamber of Commerce is right-leading? Sounded the alarm on a skills gap, arguing for the need to invest in job training programs. Wait a minute. Training programs? What are those? No empathy. The employers are equally guilty here. We can't find trained labor. Did you get rid of your training program? Well, we just require to get bachelor's degrees, master's preferred. Oh, so instead of a 3-week training program where you could have had plenty of employees, you unnecessarily force now 3 generations of people to unnecessarily go to college, go into debt, waste 4 years of their youth for you to like, doesn't have SAS programming skills. Toss. Ooh. I don't like his shoes. Toss. You employers are so did it to you. You guys, like, you didn't put a bullet in your foot. You shot off both your feet with a shotgun, not having training programs for entry-level positions, and then stupidly requiring bachelor's degrees for entry-level jobs. And now, and I love it. I love it. At least I'll grant the Zoomers and Millennials this. They're telling you to F off. Bachelor's degree, master's preferred, go F yourself. No. I hope Fluke is making a ton of money, man. I hope he is making a ton of money exposing you Gen X and now baby, older baby boomer Fs, screwing generations over, requiring they go to college to get entry-level jobs. And, oh, we just so much care about the childrens. We're such caring leftists. Look how woke we all, y'all. Master's preferred. Where'd Karen in HR go? I don't know where she went. Ever since President Cappy came along, we don't know where the bankers, teachers, or the Karens in HR are. Where'd they go? It's a mystery. Arguing for the need to invest in job training programs and equip applicants with the skills needed to fill open roles. It is so, it's not a mystery. You sent kids to school for 17 years to teach them nothing. You send kids to school for 17 years with a bachelor's and they still don't have the job set? Well, nothing's too good for our little children, right? Oh, we can't tell them what to do. They're free-range parents. You just do what you want, sweetheart. Thank God they're opening up that children's literature factory down the road and that sociology factory down the road and the philosophy factory down the road. Thank God all those philosophy majors have a place to go work. And in August, Noah's economist at Morgan Stanley, led by Alan Zettner, wrote, differences in skills and qualifications limit the extent to which workers can easily transition to high-demand industries, leading to a mismatch of labor supply and demand. See, I wonder if women could capitalize on this if they majored in STEM. I wonder if we could close the wage gap there. Thank God. Tens of millions of young women wasted trillions of hours in human lifetime majoring in fluffy bunny studies. And now, oh, that didn't help at all, did it? It didn't do anything but impoverish women. Huh. Well, we told them what they wanted to hear, and it's more important they feel good than actually do good, right? Feminism, am I right? However, there's another wrinkle. The Wall Street Journal reported that employers are increasingly leaning on hiring software that filters out applicants based on words that may or may not appear on their resumes. But those keywords might filter out someone with tangentially related skills to keep someone out looking for it. I guess it's a step up above Karen in HR, I guess. Erica Groshen, Senior Economics Advisor at the Cornell University School of Industrial and Labor Relations. That way you know it's not real. An economist advisor at an academic institution that doesn't have to rely on profit or real-world economic or real-world facts to actually make money told Insider that many employers may also be filtering out applicants who don't have four-year degrees. No. Hey, thank God we got a senior economics advisor to tell us that. I bet you she's got her doctorate. No kidding, lady. Really? Gee, I wonder what the solution is. We can't find people. You're requiring 5 years in software experience for a program that's only been out 3. Oh. This clerical job, my first job out of college, literally all I did was fax. They required a bachelor's degree. This was in the 90s. Don't know why you can't find people. All you businesses deserve to shut down. Maybe not go out of business, but definitely shut the F down. And you sit down and you really ask, do we really need bachelor's degrees? Do we really need a degree from college? This is a real problem for the labor market. Well, I'm glad that Erica Groshen in 2021 came up with an observation I had in the mid-90s. Because less than half of U.S. workers have a college degree. It's not changing rapidly. No, we just flipped the switch. Didn't you say it? Still labor skills. Like 3 months. According to the journalists, we should just be able to get labor skills in 3 months. And yet we have many, many workers who are very productive at previous jobs who have learned a lot of skills on those jobs. Could we maybe eliminate Karen from HR? No, we couldn't do that. 2, people are moving and leaving open jobs. While big cities like New York and San Francisco may be on the rebound, people did move around within metro areas and many don't want to start commuting again. What? I thought California, the city life, huh? Right? Where all the action is. Oh, wait, they burnt that down in Minneapolis. Minneapolis was already dying long before they burned down the building. And they didn't burn down the hangout district. They burned down the immigrant district. Yay, socialism. Wow, people moved out of the city, huh? They didn't want to commute? Imagine that. Oh, another thing. It took a disease to point something out that I also pointed out in the mid-90s, 25, 30 years ago. Did you know with the internet, we can work from home? Did you know? And that technology has been available since the late 90s with attachment capability and bandwidth? In fact, making big investments in homes without factoring in commute time as much as pre-pandemic. An excerpt, rural areas and small towns outside of big city suburbs have risen in popularity during the pandemic. The cities people have moved to have more professional roles that need filling, according to Morgan Stanley. Meanwhile, the big cities, which are now seeing red hot housing prices, need service workers. Those economists say migration might need to settle down before the geographic mismatch ends. They also warned that after 2008 financial crisis, regional misallocation of labor was one of the reasons the unemployment was slow to recover. 3, workers might have higher expectations and want more than what's available. What are you saying? Kissing the asses of 2 childish generations, saying they're the world's greatest thing, and they're going to, they're Jesus and Jessica Christ, they're Jason and Jessica Christ, and they will solve poverty and change lives. And if they have a master's degree in the liberal arts and the social sciences, they have their master's degree in whatever Latino study or Latinx studies. And then you blow so much dirt up their chute, telling them they were smart when they were at best average, and you equip them not only with a worthless degree, but a Marxist even psychotic ideology where they're completely unemployable and just lawsuit risks at this point? You're saying that those people might, their expectations, their ego might exceed their capabilities or what they could possibly bring to you in terms of labor productivity and profit? I mean, how many college, or really, I want to know this, how many college graduates know the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion? I want to know that. How many of them know how to like, none of them know how exponential math works because otherwise they'd be paying back their student loans early. You have misled and created two generations of Frankenstein ego monsters who think that real work is beneath them. And they and I kind of have to sympathize with them a bit because they got a 4 or 6 year, heaven help you if you got an 8 year degree that says that you're smart. When in reality, you're not, which is the worst of it. At least if you're dumb and you know it, then you're like, well, I guess I'm not going to be, I don't know, a civil engineer anytime soon. But if you have a master's degree in early childhood education, holy cow, are you dumb? And yet you think your opinion of your abilities are so much higher than your actual abilities. But none of these people are going to go and dig the ditches, even though that's all they're qualified to do, because you gave them a little degree. When you made all those degrees, they're participation trophy degrees. That's what they are. Oh, you sat here in this seat and gave us lots of money for 46 years. Here's your degree in stupidity. I am so smart. What? Caddy, that's beneath me. I have a master's degree in literature. For 4 months now, workers have been quitting at record rates. I wonder why. Even leisure and hospitality, the sector largely you're leading the recovery. You're seeing workers leave en masse and push up wages as employers get more eager to lure them back. In a survey of 1,800 unemployed job seekers by FlexJobs, 48% of respondents said they were frustrated with the search because they weren't finding the right positions. And many were only finding openings in low-wage roles. That's because that's all you're qualified to work. Now, I'm all for you guys holding out for more. I've never understood the concept of paying anything but a living wage, unless it was part-time or, you know, high school students or retired people. I understand. Maybe mom wants to work part-time. Okay, not terribly complicated. You want people to work fast food? Well, you better pay them. Why wouldn't you pay a living wage? Why would someone take it if they can't live off of it? And no one ever points this out like, maybe we shouldn't pay people to, you know, maybe we shouldn't be paying people not to work. Like, this is a mistake. It's just so simple, which makes it so stupid. See, which means to me, it indicates there's an ideological bent. None of these journalists can say, yeah, we're paying people to be lazy. Huh. Maybe we stop it. And I know they said, oh, they stopped the, yeah, it's been 3 weeks since they stopped the payments, if I do my math right. Give it a little bit more time than that. It's going to be at least 6 months, at least 6 months. They weren't finding the right positions, manually finding openings, low wage roles. With the Delta root beer float still pump. Oh, speaking of Delta, remember how all these employers are now requiring people to mandate root beer floats? I wonder what's that doing to the labor shortage, especially since people who don't want the root beer floats tend to be a little bit more intelligent, a little bit more productive, and not on the left side of the political spectrum. The engineers, the doctors, the nurses, the surgeons. Wonder if that's going to help, or if we start mandating everything and add more restrictions to, you know, have contingencies for employment. If we add more contingencies to employment, would that help or worsen the labor shortage? I don't know. That was Delta Airlines. Taking a job now isn't just about pay or benefits, although both are compelling workers. It's also about health and childcare consideration. Ah, people who had more children than they could afford. Will the job offset childcare costs or be flexible enough when school closes due to an outbreak? As Ocasio-Cortez wrote on Twitter, would you sign up for a job to get attacked by non-root beer float tourists for $15 an hour for no health care, blah, blah, blah. Well, we know where your bias is, Business Insider. This is a compelling reason why you should all have a plan B to move out of this country. Business leaders, economists for a quarter century are so stupid, they don't know how to get more employees. You pay people not to work. You make it impossible to hire them. You have this witchcraft called HR. You unnecessarily demand overeducated with progressive credentialism, and everyone has to have a bachelor's degree. You're too lazy to sift through resumes. You don't train two generations of people, arguably three if you throw Gen X in there, lying to them to, oh, major whatever you want. A degree is a good degree. And they all graduate, and there is a skills mismatch because no one knows how to change. What was it? I don't know if it's true. God, I hope it's not. But there was a poll, like a shockingly high percentage of young people didn't, like 18 to 24, didn't know how to change a light bulb. And a small percentage, but still shock, I think it was like 13%, didn't know you could change them. Could you be more of socialist pampering parents to prevent your children from ever manifesting and growing up into real world adults with skills? And yet, see, here we sit. Geez, Jim, I don't know. It's the mystery of the century. Why can't we find workers? And you think this is funny because it's just affecting dining. Did you see that they got food shortages in the UK? See, because you don't think, read iPencil. This would be hard for normal conformies and inferior types. But see, a lot goes into a pencil. There's fuel and energy costs. There's timber. There's graphite. There's that metal thing. There's the chemicals that goes into an eraser. And let's take a very mundane job. You're the rubber seal guy. You make rubber seals at your little mundane factory job with your doctorate in philosophy. And you think, well, so what? The rubber plant shut down because people don't know how to work or show up. Well, that rubber seal is pretty important for the machinery because you need rubber seals for machinery to create fuel, CO2 in the case of Britain. So now their food supply is shut down. An economy is a very intricate machine with trillions of moving parts with trillions of components that all rely on humans to show up and do their job, hopefully on time and generally not too much of an F up. And now you've brought up, I would throw Gen X into this, three generation of incompetent adult children who are entitled with completely worthless degrees and a political ideology that makes them entitled and just completely not workable, not adults. You have idiots in HR. You have morons running businesses, not paying a living wage. I'm not a big fan of living wage, but I don't think there should be a minimum wage. I just think people, like they're doing now, so having some self-respect. I'm not working for that, which I applaud seeing. And then we got experts and journalists and this is why you need a plan B. You need to go to where people have their heads out of their ass. And I don't know where that is. Former Soviet bloc countries, because they went through this crap. I know Zimbabwe, did they wake up? Are they like now welcoming productive people? Really, I want to know. Usually if you go through, you know, a horrific economic collapse, even though this is not an economic collapse yet, they tend to like, oh, we got to get, because they had to, they got to get back to brass tacks. Starvation is a thing. Oh, we got to work. Now I remember why we got to work. Yeah, we'll die if we don't. Or, you know, or if it's a traditional Asian cultures where it's embedded that you have hard work ethic or something like that. But this is why I buy food. And this is why my plan B is to go get property overseas where people are not a bunch of spoiled Zoomers, millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers expecting a government handout all the time. Because reasons. And then when your leaders are so stupid on, oh, I don't know why. I don't know why people don't want to drive in San Jose traffic and pay $800 a month in parking and $4,000 a month rent. I don't know why people don't want to live in San Francisco with human feces in the street. I don't get it. We got our Democrat socialist utopia. Okay. my hut in Croatia, and I'm going to Borsva, and me and Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo are going to sit there, and I think we're going to go fishing in the Adriatic. I don't know if there's good fish in the Adriatic. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to Croatia, but my hut in Croatia, and there'll be regular food, and we're going to have Borscht Fest. All right, let's see if there's any super chats real quick. Maxi Mike, $5. You know what the world really needs? Some of that womanism rhetoric to lift womanism rhetoric to lift them from basic human needs like clean water and a viable. And we just need more political ideology. That's what we need. You know what? We need more social workers, and we need more community centers, and we need more outreach programs. That will put food on the shelves. That will do it. We need more social workers. That'll do it. E Brock for $5 has nothing to say. Thanks, E. And now I got to think about, maybe I got to go get solar panels or something. Chris is Black, the tornado chasing agent in the field. $2. Imagine not doing the older brother podcast. I'm not doing it because I haven't had time to get to it. Here, give you an example. We haven't produced enough tradesmen. Anyone who's got a house, you're working on a house. You don't have to build a new house like me. There's not enough tradesmen to go around. You wonder why I haven't been doing podcast. I'm not angry at you, Chris. Y'all wonder why I'm not doing the older brother podcast or writing posts, writing books. I've been too busy doing the work that the tradesmen should have done. There's a handful of projects they didn't do. I had to do them because it was going to be months before they got to it. Then there's other things that I knew that I was going to have to do. But when I figured out by the time I get the landscaper in, my house would be a swamp. I have to put in the drainage ditch myself. You know how long it takes to dig a trench? Thank God my soil isn't rocky. I pulled weeds today. You know why I pull weeds? Because there ain't no kids at work, because they're all playing video games, because the parents didn't raise them right to learn how to have a work ethic. I get to pick rocks tomorrow. They're in a different part of the property. I'm going to make a little thing. That's what I'm doing. And by all means and all of this, I should be paying someone else to do that. And I should specialize in my thing. They should specialize in their thing. That's not going to happen. Thank God almighty. Every woman in my, shouldn't the contractor, should you hire that out? It's like, it must be nice to live in your world. Oh, you're still in shoulda land. That's cute. Finally, you're right. That wouldn't get done. Yeah, it wouldn't. Where do we find the reliable men? Where have all the good men gone? No, I'll never run out of videos there, Brianna. I won't. Because here's why. Stupidity is only going up. There's going to be more stuff to point out. Things are only going to get worse, and I got to be on my game to forecast, which I'm telling you all to go get some food now. Stock up on, pasta. Go buy your toilet paper if you want. You heard it here first. Get your guns and ammo. And then the pandemic of broken homes and single mom worship in this country is going to guarantee so many future effed up kids. A percentage of them will find me. They will find me, and I will continue to make money. Only problem is there's nothing me to spend my money on except foreign property, a hut in Croatia and some borscht. Cabragoon Cabulous for $5. Evening, Cappy. Yep. Shortages are near. Think of stocking up and possibly a little generator. I'm thinking we're going to be in it for a while. Yeah. Maybe I'll add a generator. Because that's what I want to do, is set up a generator. I got an Oculus Quest. I haven't played it. No time. Mostly minorities. I'm kind of curious with Brianna because we have a girl. Brianna, you're cute. You want a model? I got work for you. Email me. We have some brothers that tune in. We got some white guys like a little bit of coffee in the cream, if you know what I'm saying. Joey Biden. Hey, wow, the president's here. Five Canadian, and he's Canadian. Who knew? Five Canadian bucks. This complex machine of supply chains. It stresses me out how fragile it is. Yep. Wait for the infrastructure to go down. Wait till we lower standards so civil engineers can just graduate because of the color of their skin or their plumbing downstairs and not whether they got A's. Wait for that to happen. Hardy's won $5. Hey, Aaron, given all this going on, what do you think the U.S. and or world economy looks like in 5 to 10 years? I don't know. I haven't studied economics globally, let alone United States, in quite some time. It's going to be worse. I think real GDP will go down, but they're going to fudge their numbers, especially China, and the U.S. will also fudge their numbers because of the GDP deflator. They're going to underestimate it. I think don't watch the news. Don't the Fred database. Don't watch official economic releases. Just look outside. It's now time to start trusting your eyes and not what the news media says. Because we had to have a doctorate who's a senior economic advisor at Cornell. I don't even know if that's a highly ranked school or what. At their nonprofit institution, does diddly jack. She just came to the conclusion, hey, did you know requiring a bachelor's degree for entry-level jobs might be a bit of an economic waste? Did you know that? I think that might be a problem. Let's sit our ass with our thumbs up at another 25 years so half a century goes by before we do something about it. Boop-a-doo, is that it? I think we're all caught up. Just scrolling, make sure there's no... I had to kick some people out beforehand. Bell peppers and beef. Hey, Ryan. Let me know how Vladivostok is. I thought about porting my bike over there and trying to drive across Russia. I may go learn Russian. Mexicans built you out. You know why, Brad? Because they showed up. Yes, this right here. Like, if any of this is why I told you guys, now's the time to move out of your leftist bleep hole. If you guys want to move anywhere, now's the time to do it, because you can go work, make $15 an hour as you can walk in and work. So if you want to get out of your leftist crap hole, now's the time to do it. Get your car, get some undies and socks, get some toothpaste, some dental floss, and some soap, and some socks and undies, and you drive out. You live in your car till you find a job, boom. Jamie Jones, $5. What do you think of Brazil as a plan B? I know nothing of Brazil. I know nothing. I know several Brazilians tune into the show, and they highly recommend it. So I'm kind of, there's like a little bit of national pride maybe, which is foreign for Americans because you're brainwashed to hate yourselves. Yeah, we just did everything in the world and saved the world thrice from tyrants. We're just so bad. We just invented everything. Okay, we stole some German scientists at the end of World War II. Then we invented everything. All right, I think that's it. This wasn't even a request. This is just me telling you guys to go get some food and boxer shorts and toilet paper. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.